You know, someone says that life is a series of seasons. And, of course, this is true both naturally and spiritually. Right now here in Oklahoma, we're transitioning from the summer to the fall season of the year. Now, I know maybe some of you that have come in here to go to school, you're from some of these places that they don't have no seasons. It's just sort of the same all the time. But around here, we have seasons. We have summer, fall, winter, spring, and then summer again. So one season comes after another, and that's true in our individual lives. You know, so today I want to talk about entering a new season. You know, a fellow by the name of Solomon, he wrote a book in the Bible called Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, he says, to everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So in order to be successful in life, we need to recognize our season and begin to negotiate it, both in the natural life and in spiritual. And this sermon today is going to have two prongs to it. The spiritual, you need the spiritual side and the natural side, but the same things go into both of it. Okay. So, you know, most people are in some kind of transition most of the time, with family, career, schooling, you know, so forth and so on. We don't realize it, but, as we transition from being an adolescent to, you know, being a kid to a teenager, and then into the college age area, then marriage, and then with having kids, and you know, with the kids thing, it changes all the time. We are encountering seasons of change all the time in our life, both spiritually and naturally. Hey, you there? You gone home already? Are you just listening, I guess, okay? You know, somebody said, change is the only constant thing in the world. I don't know who said that. I've heard it most of my life. You know, we all have to deal with change. We all deal with transition, and we all go through different seasons of life. See, some of you, this past May, you know, your kids graduated, your last one graduated from high school, and now they're all gone off to college, out of the house, and you're in a season of the empty nest. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we all go through those things. We go through changes, but and God moves with us when we move through change. And in fact, he sometimes moves us in a different direction. It seems that life is a process of repeatedly leaving the old behind and entering into the new things in front of us. You know, now, how do you deal with leaving the old things behind, entering new places? You know, actually, how you do that's going to determine whether you're successful with the new era of your life, the new season of your life. Joshua 3:2-4. Joshua 3:2-4 says, so it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may go the way by which you must go, for you have never passed that way before. Now notice, you've never passed that way before. Now the Israelites had never gone this place before. This was a new place. And you know, any time that you change in your seasons of life, change jobs, maybe working with, still working with the old job, moving to a new position. Things change, you know. Now, where they were going, let's look at the children of Israel here. Now, they were going to a place that was vastly different from where they come from. The climate and the weather was unlike where they came from. The geography of the place, it was a whole lot different than the land of Egypt where they come from. Their lifestyle and living was not the same there. And the food was certainly different. Now, God has a new place for all of us. The place may not be a literal place, but there are many different kinds of places. Sometimes we actually move and transition from another position, another job, another thing, to some. How many of you right now, you're transitioning, you're in a transition period between in your natural life with your job situation? See, there's a lot of people that are transitioning into a new situation. Now, you might need to be transitioning into a new situation in the spiritual area. Some of you will do that, especially you students that are coming in here to go to Rhema. It may, you know, you'll transition to a new understanding of God's word. It may be that God wants to take all of us to a new level of prayer. It may be that we have a new job. It may be we're transitioning to another place to live. You know, it may be that we just need to transition our attitude, change our attitudes. You know, it may need that we need to transition into a higher level of obedience to the word of God. Did you know that there are some people that are living for God, but they're living in obedience in one area, but they're not living in obedience in another area of their life? How many of you realize that happens? It does. It does. You see, and then you may be transitioning to new priorities in your life. If you stop and think about it, as we go through life and transition in life, we will find that we have to change our priorities. How many of you realize that your priorities of 3 years ago are different from what your priorities are today? Why? Because we are continually going through seasons that change. Come on. We should be in a better place spiritually today than we were last year. Hello, we need to transition. You know, it's important. Now, you know, as you transition into your new place, you'll find actually that it, in the end, it'll be better than where you come from. Many times when we transition, especially if we're transitioning in positions or jobs or something like that, at first it's uncomfortable. Am I right or wrong? But in the long run, after it's all said and done, you're a whole lot better off over here than you were here after the transition takes place. So we need to really take a hold and realize that transition is important if we're going to establish what we need to in the natural and what we need to in the spiritual. Okay? Now, I want you to notice something else about this verse of scripture. It says that when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Now, the Ark of the Covenant tabernacled the presence of God. So, here it's telling them, when the Ark moves, then you go after it. So sometimes we need to stay still, even though we want to move, we want to transition. We need to stay still until it's time to move with God. Yeah. Okay. Now, as you transition into a new place, and many of you that have come in here to go to school or transition to a new place, many of you that are a part of this church are transitioning into new positions in your jobs and so forth. You're doing something different than you did before. It's all transition. Hey, turn to your neighbor and say, transition. Transition. We're all transitioning. And sometimes the transition to a new season is not that much fun, but we've got to realize that unless we do that, many things can't change. Do you ever realize that in the natural, until you transition from one spot to another, what needs to happen here can't happen until you move to a new spot? Come on. Now, we need to learn how and when to move and when to be still in the spiritual area. We need to learn when to move and when to in the natural. In the natural, God has given us natural abilities, natural understanding that we need to use when we're transitioning. But we also need to use the spirit side. And it comes back to something that I say, you church, you've heard me say it many, many times. The natural and the supernatural. Come on, say it with me. The natural and the supernatural working together make the explosive force for God. It's not all natural. It's not all supernatural or spirit. It's both. See, do you realize you are a natural being living in a natural world? You are a spiritual being living in a spiritual world at the same time. Hello. And there are some things that you, in the natural, that you have the ability to do that you don't need God. Come on, don't look at me like I fell out of a well. It's the truth. You know, there's some people want to put a spiritual emphasis or why on something that is just a natural thing. Oh, what's God mean about this? He don't mean nothing. Ain't got nothing to do with God. It's you in the natural. Come on. Help me understand what I'm saying to you. Sometimes we begin, this is a fine line, and I'm gonna have people write me and so forth, and they do all the time anyway, so I don't worry about it. You know, there is a fine line here, because when I'm talking about the natural, oh, well, he's leaving the spirit out. No, I'm not leaving the spirit out. I'm just saying that there are some things that is just natural that we need to learn. We learn how to take care of them, and we need to learn how to do it in the natural. Come on. Anybody understand what I'm saying? You see, you don't need the Spirit of God to tell you not to walk out there in the middle of Kenosha out there when there's traffic coming both directions at 45, 50 miles an hour. You don't need the Spirit of God. You don't need the Spirit of God when you get up every morning to tell you to shave and brush your teeth and, well, the men to shave. Brush your teeth, comb your hair. And you know, this one guy, he went to his closet. This actually happened back in the 70s. And, you know, he went to his closet. And man, he said, all right, Lord, what do you want me to wear today? He come out of there with an orange sport coat on, green trousers, red socks, one brown shoe and one black shoe. I'm serious. And somebody said, man, you look like a clown. He said, oh, hey, don't say that. This is what the Spirit told me to wear. I don't know what spirit it was, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Do y'all understand when I'm talking about seasons and transition and in seasons, I'm talking about there are some things we know what to do in the natural, and there's some things that we need to pray about and get the spirit side on it. Have y'all got it? I hope I explained it. I hope I got it across. You know, we need to realize that we move. I've moved from many places, spiritually and naturally. And I've never found a good reason to be afraid of any of the moves. Now, the enemy tried to make me afraid. You know, when I went into the army and went into got my clearances, I had to put down on paper where I had stayed for more than 2 weeks at a time. Well, I'm a traveling minister's son. I mean, he left that church in the middle of my third grade year. I had several notebook pages full of all these places. And that recruiter said, man, come. And I told him what he said. But I thank God that Dad kept a ledger. And so I could get all of that where I've been, you know. I had to put it all down, you know. And, you know, I've moved a lot of places. I've been a lot of places, both naturally and spiritually. I've made a lot of changes. I've been through a lot of seasons. You know, and some people get fearful in a place they've never been before. But there's no use to get fearful. God is with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he told you, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Right there. That's two scriptures. If you use those two scriptures, no use to be afraid of anything, going anywhere, doing whatever. Come on. Now, the Israelites did something that caused them a problem in transition. And this is something you don't need to do. If we look at it here, in Numbers 11, Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to the intense cravings. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There's nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. In other words, we're drying up because we just have to eat this old manna. Now, I want you to notice, it says there, the mixed multitude. And you do a little study on this, and evidently, there was some other translation says the rebels. There was a group that got in with the Israelites, traveling with them, evidently, through their travels. And they're the ones that, see, it says, the mixed multitude who were among the yielded intense craving. So then they got to talking, the children of Israel got to involve with it. Hey, you know, here, they had lost sight of Egypt. They was way away from Egypt. They couldn't see the promised land yet. So now they're in this in-between land. The in-between time. Anyone ever been there? Seems like you're in between where God's taking you from to where God's putting you to, and you're in between. You've left here. You hadn't quite got there yet. You're in between. Hello. Now, what happens in the in-between time that happened to the children of Israel happens to us. They began to complain. Complaining is one of the worst things that you can do. You know. Actually, if you read 1 Corinthians 10:10, it says that actually complaining is what kept that older generation, one of the things that kept that older generation out of the promised land. Complaining will lead you not to follow God and the plan of God. One of the things that contributed to their discontent was they remembered Egypt. But wait a minute. It seems they only remembered the good. You see? They didn't remember, it seemed like, the harsh slavery that they had been under. Their memory of the past here all of a sudden was greater than their vision for the future. Sometimes we face challenges when we're in transition, both in the natural and in the spiritual. You know, it's easy when you get out here in the in-between. How many understand what I'm saying? It's easy to start remembering the past. But if you'll stop and think, you're remembering with selective memory. You know, people used to talk about, you know, I don't know how they do that, but people talk about what it was like. When I was growing up, people talking about the good old days. One day my dad said, well, I tell you what, I like these days better than the days I've been through. You might think they is good, but yeah, there was some good back there, but hey, this is a lot better. You know, isn't it funny how we have selective memory sometimes? Come on, you're looking at me funny now. Sometimes when we face challenges as we move in transition to a new season, it's easier to think about the good things of the past than it is to think about the vision of the future, what the future holds. We can easily remember the good things of the past, but it seems like we just forget the bad things. And that's good sometimes. Actually, in my lifetime, and you need to do this too, I practice saying goodbye to the past, whether it was good or bad. The thing about it is, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't go back and correct anything. There's nothing you can do about it. It is the past. So you turn your back on it and say, hey, bye-bye. My future's here. My future's not back there. And move on with your transition into your new season. You know, you have to leave. I've left physical locations. I've had to leave lifestyles and priorities to follow God. I've had to leave comfort to follow God's direction. You know, I left where I was as associate pastor, going to be pastor, came to work with Dad. Then I was doing all right as long as we was out on the road, because I lived on the road for, and expenses was taken care of. But then we started Rhema Bible College, September 1974. Everything changed. Man, it wasn't comfortable there for two years or so. It was really uncomfortable. But boy, it's comfortable today. Thank God. I mean, you're always in transition. You're always believing God for your finances. But what I'm trying to say is that it's a whole lot better than it was then. See, you have to leave some things in order to move, in order to progress. Now, I want you to look at something. You cannot operate in transition trying to look both directions at the same time. When you do, you can't. If you turn all the way around to look here, then you're not looking there. If you look here, if you're here on the side, try and look both ways at one time. Man, it's very difficult. Only way you can do it is if you got good. I got good peripheral vision. I always have, and I can see my hands out here. But it's not, and it would be difficult to try to move, because I'm actually facing that way. See, if you're trying to look both directions, you're trying to look back and forward at the same time, you're not facing either one of them. You need to turn around and face the transition and move into the new season. Now, we have to believe God to do a new thing with us when we move into a new season. Isaiah 42:9 says, behold, the former things have come to pass. Now the things I declare before they spring forth, I'll tell you of them. And Isaiah 43:18, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Here he is saying to you, do not remember back here. All it'll do, if you're trying to hang on back there, all it's going to do is hinder you from moving forward with God. See, he is declaring, I'll do a new thing. Get ready in the new season. Whether it's in the natural or in the spiritual, get ready for the new thing. See, he's declaring he'll do a new thing. It may be a new beginning for some people. For some, it may mean simply taking another step on the path you've been on. It may mean stepping out of the past and into the future that is in front of you. It may mean a new way of living spiritually, mentally, also in terms of abundance and increase. It may mean a promotion. Come on, just move with God in transition. God planned a new season for you as individually and as this church. We, the church, that's us. Spiritually, we're moving into a season called the last days. Because everything that's happening, see, don't get upset about what's going on in the world today. It's exactly what's going on, what the Bible said. Last days, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, self-pestilence, so forth and so on. That's what the Bible said. All you got to do is read the Bible. And all these people getting on there saying this is God's judgment. No, it's not God's judgment. It's what he said was going to happen in the last days. When his judgment comes, you don't want to be here. Go read it. The church is going out. We ain't going to be here when he judges. Come on. I don't have time to teach on that. I could. Now, you know, hey. We need to realize that this is the last day. Now God's moving us into a new season. I call it the harvest season. This is our time to bring souls into the kingdom. I believe it's time to wake up and read the signs and realize what's going on. I told my wife when the first desert storm started, 20 years ago, I guess it is now. I said, this is the beginning of the end. I told her, she'll tell you that. I said, this is the beginning of the end. The reason I know that is because all I got to do is read the Bible and see what's happening in there in the Middle East over there and see what all that is and see what those countries used to be. Then go read Daniel and Revelation and begin to see, well, that's exactly, it's happening exactly the way the Bible said it's going to happen. How many of you have read Revelation? You ever seen in their place called Babylon? You know what Babylon, makes up where Babylon was today? Iran and Iraq. And Syria was always a thorn in the flesh of God's people. Come on. See, what? Don't get afraid. Just begin to thank God because we know. We know what our future is. Our future is bright as with the promises of God. That's what it is. You know, I believe that your season is changing. Many of you are in that season. New opportunities coming your way. New things for you in the natural. In the spiritual, it's coming harvest time. People are going to cross your path that you can get into the kingdom of God. Get ready for it. God wants us to have a new season. You know, now, I'm going to give you some keys to follow in your new season. How many of you are looking at a new season in your life right now? You're looking at a new season. Hey, it may not be fun to start with, but it will be in the end if you'll follow in the new season. Number one, stay faithful the season you're in. See, if you want to get to a new season, you have got to have been faithful in the season that you are coming out of. He wants you to enter a new season. And the only way he can put you, and if he's moving you to a new season, then you can be assured that you have been faithful in the old season. Because he won't move you until he knows that he can trust you to be faithful to him. Number two, meditate on the promises of God. You know, as you meditate on God's promises, the Holy Spirit will stir faith within your heart. Meditating on God's promises, you know, will make you to be strong and get you to realize I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Number three, mix faith with what God is doing and moving you into. Believe that God is working in your life even when you can't see the whole outcome. All you can see is just what, excuse me, what's happening right now. With God, he doesn't show you the whole picture at the same time. He gives you and you make some plans and you start a direction. And as you step, he will give you more. As you step, he will give you more. And so if you want to get all the way into the new season, you got to start walking it out. Excuse me. Now, number four, persevere. When it looks like it's not going to happen, when it don't feel good, when things don't seem to be going right, hey, persevere. Don't give up. Remember, it says, in due season, you'll reap if you don't become weary. And remember, as Joshua, well, of course, we started out reading there from Joshua, as he went into this new season of his life, or leading the children of Israel into the promised land, what was the Lord told him to be? Strong and what? Strong and courageous. God, it takes courage to step out into a new season. Right? So, be strong and courageous, and you'll get into your new season. I am moving you toward what I want you to have. But unless you move with me, you will never get there. So move as I move. Stay still when I say stay still. And move when I say move. And you'll see that your new season will be better than the season that you've just come out of. Oh, it was good and things were good there. But I'm leading you to a new season, he said. So move with me and you'll see that it's going to turn out okay, and all is going to be well, both in the natural and the spiritual. And you will raise your hands and you will rejoice and say, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's just a little word from the Lord there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, did anybody get anything out of what I said today? Listen. You're always going to be in transition. There's always going to be new seasons. But listen. It's going to be great. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now that each of us, as we face our different seasons and we go through transition, all of us, I thank you that it help us to move in those directions. Father, we commit ourselves to following you both naturally and spiritually, knowing that you are interested in our spiritual welfare as much as our spiritual welfare as much as you are our natural welfare. We know this because you have told us this in your word. So I thank you now that each of us in this congregation will make up our mind and will make our pledge and our commitment to follow you into new seasons, knowing that it's going to be all right. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen and amen and amen. Bow your heads for just a moment, please. If you happen to be in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, that's the first step of getting into a new season. If you know what it is to serve him, but you just know you're not where you're supposed to be with God and you need to rededicate your life. Or you would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine, care less about that. I'm talking about what the Bible says. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. And you'd say, I'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit today. Anybody on any one of those invitations, all of those are new seasons, all of those are transitions spiritually with God. You need salvation, need rededication, you want to be filled with the Spirit. Let me see your hand. Anybody in the room, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in the room, you need to start a new season in your life. There's a hand back here. Thank you. A hand over here. Thank you. You need to realize that you need to change. You need to change and get into the new season. Upstairs, downstairs, anywhere else. I think I've seen two or three hands that have been lifted. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There's another hand over here, I think. I am going down front. If you raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, I want you to step out in the aisle and come down here. I want to shake your hand and I want to pray with you right now so that you can start your new season with God. Come on. Come on right now. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on right here. Stand right here, man. Hallelujah. God bless you, buddy. Come on. Hallelujah. Right here. God bless you, young lady. Hallelujah. Come on, guys. Come on, man. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on. Come on, guys. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I got one another down here. Come on. Bless you. Come on. Hey, young man. How are you? Hi there. Bless you. Hi there. Bless you. Come on, you want to get in a new season by following God in the spiritual areas of your life. Come on, this is your opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Anybody else coming? Come on. Just come on right now. Just come on right now. Change your life forever. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else coming? Come on. Anybody coming out of the balcony? Nobody in the balcony? All right. Praise the Lord. Anybody else going to come? Come on now. Hallelujah. Hey, guys. Everybody standing down here. I'm going to try to get in the middle here. Yeah, I think it's that. Y'all look at me. Forget these people. They don't exist. Just me and you. That's all that exists right now. Okay? I got a little book called In Him. One called New Birth, telling you about the Christ. And then one called Tongue, Why Tongues. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Now, if I said I'm going to give you these three books and I put them out there like that, how do you got to do? That's what you need to do. Now, listen to me. Every one of y'all going to get those same books in just a minute. That's just an exercise I do. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you come after. It comes from God on high. And just as you grab those, I want you to reach one hand up and you're saying, I'm grabbing what I need spiritually. Now, put your hand up there right now and grab a hold of it. Heavenly Father, reach your hands out toward them, congregation. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each of these that have come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, no soul experience with you, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. You see Brother Greg over there? He's going to take you to a place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually in depth. Make sure you got where you come, what you come for. Also, you're going to get those books when you get in there. It's called a prayer room this morning. But every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. And I know you're saying, well, what in the world is that? It's just a class that lasts for a few Sundays to help you get your life turned on to God or back on to God. That's all it is. I'd like to see you in that class next Sunday morning. Would you just turn and follow Brother Greg to that special place of prayer where you can be with people are waiting to pray with you? Come on. Let's go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we all go through seasons. We all go through transition. But with God, we're going to come out on top. Amen. Hallelujah.